Chapter 11.
How pleasant that you could join us,
the hook-handed man said in a sickly sweet voice. Violet immediately tried to scurry back down the rope, but Count Olaf's assistant was too quick for her. In one movement he hoisted her into the tower room, and with a flick of his hook sent her rescue device clanging to the ground. Now Violet was as trapped as her sister.
"I'm so glad you're here,"
the hook-handed man said.
"I was just thinking how much I wanted to see your pretty face. Have a seat."
"What are you going to do with me?" Violet asked.
"I said, have a seat!"
The hook-handed man snarled and pushed her into a chair. Violet looked around the dim and messy room. "I am certain that over the course of your own life, you have noticed that people's rooms reflect their personalities. In my room, for instance, I have gathered a collection of objects that are important to me, including a dusty accordion, on which I can play a few sad songs, a large bundle of notes on the activities of the Baudelaire orphans, and a blurry photograph, taken a very long time ago, of a woman whose name is Beatrice. These are items that are very precious and dear to me. The tower room held objects that were very dear and precious to Count Olaf, and they were terrible things. There were scraps of paper on which he had written his evil ideas in an illegible scrawl, lying in messy piles on top of the copy of nuptial law he had taken away from Klaus. There were a few chairs and a handful of candles which were giving off flickering shadows. Littered all over the floor were empty wine bottles and dirty dishes. But most of all were the drawings and paintings and carvings of eyes, big and small, all over the room. There were eyes painted on the ceilings and scratched into the grimy wooden floors. There were eyes scrawled along the windowsill, and one big eye painted on the knob of the door that led to the stairs. It was a terrible place. The hook-handed man reached into a pocket of his greasy overcoat and pulled out a walkie-talkie. With some difficulty, he pressed a button and waited a moment.
"Boss, it's me," he said. "Your blushing bride just climbed up here to try and rescue the biting brat."
He paused as Count Olaf said something.
"I don't know. With some sort of rope."
"It was a grappling hook," Violet said,
and tore off a sleeve of her nightgown to make a bandage for her shoulder.
"I made it myself."
"She says it was a grappling hook,"
the hook-handed man said into the walkie-talkie.
"I don't know, boss." "Yes, boss. Yes, boss. Of course I understand she's yours. Yes, boss."
He pressed a button to disconnect the line and then turned to face Violet.
"Count Olaf is very displeased with his bride."
"I'm not his bride,"
Violet said bitterly.
"Very soon you will be,"
the hook-handed man said, wagging his hook the way most people would wag a finger.
"In the meantime, however, I have to go and fetch your brother. The three of you will be locked in this room until night falls. That way, Count Olaf can be sure that you will all stay out of mischief."